this episode, my mum, Cynthia, shares about the sudden deterioration of her eyesight and what it did to her psyche. It was a really scary time for her and was not easy for me as her son to watch her struggle. I hope this episode will give you understanding of those who suffer visual impairment.
Hi, this is Cynthia. Thanks for listening in to episode 2 of My Story. In the first episode, I talked about the nature of the autoimmune disease I suffer from, called the thyroid eye disease, or TED, or I call it TED. As soon as I returned from my overseas trip, TED became aggressively active, causing my eye muscles to swell up so much and was squeezing my optic nerves. Experiencing rapid deterioration of my eyesight is truly terrifying. Imagine waking up and seeing a constant fog in everything you see. You wish it would lift, but it doesn't. The fog stays and gets thicker by the day. I could not have ever imagined that I would be visually impaired in such a bad way. It was so disorientating and knocked my brain and psyche like a ton of bricks. The change was too sudden. Being independent one day to being totally dependent on others to do simple things the next day. So, what is it like to be visually impaired? What does it mean to a regular person like me, who used to be able to see well and can do everything by herself? Well, for a start, I could not view my phone with the regular font size. My husband had to increase the font to the largest font the phone can possibly have, and even that was not clear for me. When my kids picked up the phone, they were so shocked that the large words covered all of my screen and exclaimed, "Whoa, that's huge! What happened to your phone, Mom?" Yeah, we don't realize how we live dependently on technology until we lose full use of our eyesight. I use my mobile for a lot of things, like most people, to check emails, write down my journals, take heaps of photos, videos, research, and generally stay in touch with people through text messages. Oh, when visually impaired, I also could not see any screens like the TV or the computer. The images I see look like X-ray to me. The glare from the screen just hurts my eyes and nothing looks clear. We tried going out one day and that shopping trip was a disaster. It completely disorientated me. I was so upset that I could not see people's faces properly. And what more, the fluorescent lights in shops? These were way too bright when my sight is already foggy. So shopping was not an enjoyable experience anymore. I could not even see what I was eating, as the colors have become dull and washed out. I had to taste the food to tell what I was eating. I could not read or write with a regular pen. I had to use large texters to write in big bold font. Even so, that was not clear. I obviously could not drive. I didn't want to be out with crowds, and that's saying a lot for an extrovert. I just wanted to be home where I know my way around. I was short-sighted before all this happened and wore glasses for it. After I became visually impaired, my glasses did not help me at all when I put them on. I know, it's really frightening, right? When I describe all the simple things I take for granted and could not do because I could not see. Our family and friends came to know about my condition, and everyone was in shock, of course. I described to them what it is like to see what I'm seeing. It's as if I'm wearing a veil with someone holding a torchlight in front of both my eyes, causing a constant glare in the fog. Colors have ceased to be vivid. I see images that are blocked by the glare. I can be talking to a person and their nose and the mouth will be missing from what I see. I was meant to return to work that week. I work as a management consultant in an Australian superannuation consulting company. Superannuation is synonymous to retirement for some of you who are listening in from other countries. I was about to start a consulting gig with one of our company's major accounts. So breaking the news to my boss was so hard, as I didn't want to disappoint him with this unexpected news. I didn't even know what recovery path would look like and how long the whole process would take. But all I got after I broke the news to my boss was understanding, empathy, and full support. My boss told me that my health came first and they would do all they can as a workplace to support me in any way I need. How can I not thank God for such grace and amazing kindness shown to me by my boss and the workplace? My whole world stopped just like that. I have lost my independence, my confidence rocked, my faith shaken. I came back on a high from the family trip. I've experienced firsthand God's Spirit at work. I was covered by God's grace, and thankfully nothing untoward happened while we were traveling. But the change I experienced the moment we got back was way too much to handle, especially when it happened within 24 hours of returning. You know, I must admit, I was truly shaken by what I could not see. The whole terrifying experience was made worse when I went for further eye checkups, and all the visual tests I did back in December just went horribly pear-shaped this time. My left eye's visual acuity level was so terribly bad, and I've become colorblind in both eyes. Unhelpful thoughts just went through my head. The what ifs. How long? What changes will I have to make? Oh, the questions. My mind was under duress. I cried for fear of the unimaginable. The words irreversible came back to mind. My emotions were going all over the place. I wrote down in post-it notes God's promises to me as He spoke to me. That He wants me well. He will restore my sight. Power and healing is in Jesus' name. He's got this. He is in control. All I need to do is trust in Him and place my hope in Him. I also wrote down negative thoughts on the post-it notes. I prayed and broke the negativity in Jesus' name by tearing each negative thought. The physical action is powerful as I outwardly declare with my mouth and action that I reject every negative thought that only incites fear in me. I was ever so conscious not to fall into depression because of what I could not see. My husband wrote me a Christmas card last year with this verse from Deuteronomy 33 verse 27 NIV, which I have it stuck on my bathroom mirror to remind me that I'm in the arms of my loving God. The verse goes, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemies before you, saying, 'Destroy them.' Oh yes, my God will fight for me, protect me, and He will ensure that I will get through this. Although I could not see, I thank God that I have the use of the other four senses like hearing. In the months to come, I will have to learn to listen more as I close my eyes for the most part of the day so as not to get disorientated and discouraged by what I could not see. With any change, we all need to adapt. So in my case, I started to learn how to use the voice assistant to use different apps on my mobile. I also learned to use more of the dictation function, voice memos, and listened to audiobooks. Strangely, a friend recommended audiobooks which I could borrow from the local library for the holidays, and I already started listening to these before I became visually impaired. I could finish listening to 4 audiobooks in a week. Never would I have thought I would rely on audiobooks even more when I became visually impaired. My spirit was yearning for God's living words for encouragement. I read the Bible using YouVersion Audio Bible, and my husband downloaded a number of books from Christian Audio website. It was food for my spirit and continues to be so. I love this verse from Ephesians 3 verse 20, NIV, which talks about God's generosity when we ask. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
I hope you've been inspired by episode 2 of Mum's Incredible Journey. Please subscribe and share this podcast to people you know who will be encouraged by her story.